AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Washington, D.C. are searching for a suspect in the killings of three members of a family who lived near the vice president's home. Our Ben Thomas says they have now identified a man who's being charged with first-degree murder.
Police have issued an arrest warrant for 34-year-old Deron Dillon Wint on charges of first-degree murder. But they're not saying whether he knew the family and have released no information about a possible motive. Text messages and voicemails from the family to their household staff suggest something was amiss inside the house hours before it was set on fire.
10,000 more Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the number is still historically low, according to the experts. David Letterman retired from late-night TV last night with an adoring studio audience, a stream of celebrities, but without a tear. Our Jamie Fryer watched the finale.
The show was the last of more than 6,000 for Letterman. There were taped bits from former presidents and the current one, Barack Obama.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Of course, there was a top 10 list delivered by stars from Tina Fey to Bill Murray. But Letterman says all the praise is going too far.
Do me a favor. Save a little for my funeral, all right?
Okay.
And Letterman had one last thing to do.
Thank you, and good night.
I'm Jamie Fryer.
And now to California. The oil spill cleanup off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, is 24/7 now. The company whose onshore pipeline broke, spewing thousands of gallons of oil into the Pacific Ocean, is apologizing and promising it will work hard to clean up until everything is back to normal, says the company's CEO. This is AP Radio News. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron is announcing plans to crack down on illegal immigration and tighten Britain's borders.
We're going to take a radical step. We're going to make it illegal. We're going to make illegal working a criminal offense in its own right. That means wages paid to illegal migrants can be seized as proceeds of crime. It means more businesses will be told when their workers' visas have expired.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron speaking this morning. Now to Australia, where many suspects charged with terrorism crime there were born in Australia to immigrant parents, parents who fled war-torn countries like Afghanistan or Lebanon. Now, any Australian who signs up to fight with the Islamic State group and whose parents were immigrants will lose his or her citizenship, says the immigration minister. He calls them a huge threat to Australia's citizens. We should act, he said, and that's what we're doing. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.